Hello, and welcome to another hour of looking back at the golden days of radio. In 1952, the BBC decided to replace the long-serving dance band with their own show band. Cyril Stapleton, who'd played violin under Henry Hall's baton, was asked to organise and conduct a group of 17 first-class musicians, augmented with strings for the show band show, with vocalists and a spice of comedy from Alfred Marx. Producer Johnny Stewart whipped this creamy mixture onto the air with a slick speed that astonished occasional visiting singing stars from America. No expense was spared on the special musical arrangements either. As you'll hear, the numbers all ended. None of those repetitive fade-outs that are fashionable these days. And there's an almost palpable feeling that the whole gang was working as a team and enjoying themselves as much as the audience, who queued up for tickets to the showband show. This January 1955 edition was introduced by Ricky Fulton.
Don't look now, listen to the show band show! Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's the esteemed tune show, and this is Ricky Fulton introducing 60 minutes of mirth and melody from Cyril Stapleton and the show band, just for you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening. That was David Carey and the choir in Woo Woo on a Choo Choo, sometimes known as the Lost Communication Chord. And now the orchestra continue the theme with the ticket inspector's song, I've Got My Eyes on You. Thank you.
Excuse me, sir, but, you know, the draft of my digs is like the North Pole this weather.
Oh, maybe your door doesn't fit properly.
Oh, no, I can't put the door.
Why not?
I haven't got one. I noticed things warmed up a bit when Ava Gardner hit town.
Ah, Ava Gardner. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I ever saw her in a film. I said to myself, now there's a woman.
How's that for a lucky guess? Tell me, what else has been in the news?
Well, we've had another glamorous arrival, Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, please, Cyril, aren't you being a little tactless?
Why, what do you mean?
Well, surely you knew I proposed to Audrey last year and was turned down.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
That's all right, Cyril, but... Well, I ask you, when she could have had Ricky Fulton, why should she go and marry Mel Ferrer?
Ricky? If you could travel by Stratocruiser, why take a derelict tram?
You know he's right. Anyway, from a derelict tram to the derelictric organ. And I said it, too. Harold Smart chooses the tempo, and he's all set to beat it as he makes the Little Rock getaway. Remember voice of Ray Burns, who points the finger of suspicion.
Someone broke into my heart and stole a beat or two. The finger of suspicion points at you. Someone took away my sleep and never left a clue. The finger of suspicion points at you. Just as soon as they can make the guilty one confess, I know exactly what I'm gonna do. I'll take and lock her charms forever in my arms, and who is bound to be the guilty who? The finger of suspicion points at you. Someone broke into my heart and stole a beat or two. The finger of suspicion points at you. Someone took away my sleep and never left a clue. The finger of suspicion points at you. Just as soon as they can make the guilty one confess, I know exactly what I'm gonna do. I'll wind lock her charms forever in my arms. And who is bound to be the guilty who? The finger of suspicion points at you.
Band and the fanfare boogie.
And there, I think you heard the show band with the fanfare boogie. And now it's time for our star comedian.
Oh, good. Alfred Mark, huh?
Oh, no, Ricky, not Alfred.
No?
No. I've decided that English comics are all very well, but at the moment, the trend seems to be for the casual American comedian.
Oh, so you've booked one for tonight, huh?
Yes. In fact, I've had him brought over specially from New York for this appearance. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's all give a big show band welcome to Marvin Micknick, Jr.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to be here. You see, the show band is the program of my dreams. I sleep on a lumpy mattress. No. You know, I had a cup of your English coffee at Southampton when I arrived. Gosh, what a secret weapon. There ought to be an easier way of taking out your tonsils. Tonsils? I'm going great. Back in the States, Back in the States, we're going through a real craze at the moment, a crazy craze. Frozen food. Nowadays, when a guy comes home from work, he doesn't say, what's cooking? He says, what's thawing? Another modern trend is child psychology. Instead of spanking a child, now you talk to him, reason with him, find out what's on his mind, and when you find out the reason, the real cause, then you belt him one. Now, folks, here's a little ditty I hope you'll go for. When Crosby's worried and he can't sleep, he counts his shekels instead of sheep, and he goes on all the time.
Stop.
Gee, what's the matter, Mr. Stapleton? Didn't you like my singing?
Frankly, son, no.
Oh.
I'm afraid you just won't do. I'm sorry, but the boat leaves on Thursday.
Oh, look, give me one more chance, Mr. Stapleton. You haven't heard my best gag yet.
No use, kid. The boat leaves on Thursday.
Yeah, but my best gag will kill him. If it doesn't, I'll do like you say. Please, Mr. Stapleton, please give me one more chance.
Oh, all right.
Oh, thanks. Ugh.
Now what's the matter?
Your shoe polish tastes terrible.
Now don't forget the boat. The boat leaves on Thursday.
Yeah, the boat. Mr. Fulton?
Yes, Marvin?
I'll need you for a feed for this gag, if you don't mind. Look, I say to you, why is an old maid like a tomato, you see? Mm-hmm. And you say, I don't know, why is an old maid like a tomato? And then I, and this is so funny, I can hardly say, this is so, and I say, because nobody wants tomato. You get it? Scratching them in the States. Are you ready?
Yes, ready.
Okay. Say, Ricky, why is an old maid like a tomato?
I don't know. Why is an old maid like a tomato?
Because the boat leaves on Thursday.
The stargazers are on the air.
Yes, it's the Stargazers Music Shop with those five singing stalwarts vocalizing some more. Though in this case, it happens to be a no more. Here's what happens when arranger Bruce Campbell takes the current popular tune and gives it the exclusive show band treatment. Trombonist Laddie Busby invites the rest of the boys to follow him, and just in case they're nervous, he says, "Hold my hand." Thank you. it's music you're needin', whistle for weedin'. And here's the Prince of Plinkety Plonk himself playing Ringin' the Rag. Survey time. Tonight, our subject is the motor car and how to drive it. At the moment, I'm speaking to you from a busy street in the heart of London, where a learner driver, Mr. Quentin Creep, is waiting to take a driving lesson. Are you ready, Mr. Creep?
Of course. My car's parked right over there.
Oh, but you can't park it there. That's a cul-de-sac.
Oh, you're wrong. It's a good old British make. Matter of fact, it's made by my family.
Really?
Yes. It's one of the 1955 supercharged two-stroke Creep specials. They have the largest, the most comfortable seats in England.
The cars?
No, the Creeps.
All right, now then, start the motor. And remember, when you drive off, don't go with a horrible jerk.
You're not getting out already, are you?
Just start the car, Mr. Creep.
Of course.
Yes, not bad, not bad. Are you sure you haven't had any driving lessons before?
Well, my girl Ruby was teaching me for a while. Well,
why did she stop?
Whenever I got in the car with her, I saw spots.
You did?
Yes, lonely, deserted spots.
Oh, I see. Be careful now. Let go your clutch.
That's funny. That's what Ruby always says.
Signal when you turn. Watch out for that lamppost. Oh, this is nerve-wracking. You got a cigarette?
Of course. Here. By the way, have you noticed how silent the motor is?
I thought you said the engine was silent.
It is. That was the cigarette lighter.
Oh, I see. Keep both hands on the wheel or you're asking for trouble.
That's funny. That's what Ruby always says.
All right. Now stop here. Now, forward, reverse. Forward, reverse. Forward, reverse. Forward, reverse.
You know what?
What?
You dance divinely.
Careful there. Careful. Now, you're going too fast. And you've passed four traffic lights. Don't you know when to stop?
That's funny. That's what Ruby always says.
Please, Mr. Creep. We're doing 80 miles an hour.
So what? I've often done 80.
On the pavement? For heaven's sake, put on the brake.
Oh! Mr. Fulltone, you all right?
Oh, I'm just a bit dazed. I hit my head on the windscreen.
see if you can carry me out of the car and put me down gently by the side of the road.
That's funny. Ruby never says that.
Just for you, words and music will blend me.
There's that theme again, and here's that man again, Postman Cyril Stapleton.
Well, thank you, Ricky. Our number one request today is a letter that caused us quite a headache at first. It's signed Four Show Band Fans in Windsor, Berkshire. And it asks for the Roman song we heard in the show last week. Well, eventually we've worked out what you meant, ladies, or are you gentlemen? I think it's this tune. Yes, it's Rayburn surrounded by sobbing women.
You heard about them sobbing women who lived in the Roman days. It seems they all went swimming while their men were up to graves. Well, a Roman troop was riding by and saw them in their me-oh-my. So they took them all back home to dry. At least that's what Plutarch says. Them women were sobbing, 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 fit to be tied. Every muscle was throbbing, throbbing from that riotous ride. Seems they cried and kissed and cried all over that Roman countryside. So don't forget that when you're taking a bride, sobbing fit to be tied from that riotous ride. Now when the menfolk went to fetch them, them women would not be fetched. It seems when the Romans catch them, that their lady friends they catch. Better let this be, because it's true, a lesson to the likes of you. Treat them rough like them, their Romans do, or else they'll think you're touched. Even though they're all sobbing, 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 weeping a ton. Just remember what Robin, Robin, Robin Hood would have done. We'll be just like them, they're merry men, and make them all merry once again. Sobbing and crying and kissing and sighing, we'll have plenty of fun. We'll have plenty of fun. We'll have plenty of fun.
Number two request is answered by a familiar member of show band, Bill McGaffey. It's in reply to a letter from the Butler family of Goodmayes in Essex, who ask for Bill to play something specially for their brother Donald. All right, Donald, here we go. Just for you, Bill remembers Charles Trenet's lovely tune, La Mer. Thank you. Finally, a call to all hospital patients everywhere, and in particular to Mr. Glitheroe in Edgware General Hospital, and also to Betty Forsyth in St. Wolston's Hospital, Malvern. And also for Betty's mother in Whitley Hospital and her sister Irene in Bramcote Children's Hospital. We're sending you all our very best wishes with this song from the show band Singers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for that heartwarming new feature, your show band philosopher, and here he is.
When work is done, with hurrying steps, I homeward wend my way, to glimpse the face I long to see at every close of day. No hearth as warm as her dear smile, or welcome as her kiss. With thoughts content, we sit the while in true domestic bliss.
That was lovely. Thank you very much, Edmund Purdom.
Thank you.
dance band sit this one out as Freddie Sverdloff and the Strings take the floor for the Waltz of Love. Stargazers now find themselves a comfortable berth in this old house.
Ain't gonna leave this house no longer. Ain't gonna leave this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to all the hinges, nor to mend no window panes. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's again ready to be his fate.
This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now he trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to all the hinges, nor to mend no window panes. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's getting ready to be his fate. This old house is getting shaky. This old house is getting old. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold.
Oh, his knees are getting chilly, but he feels no fear or pain, 'cause he seeks a new tomorrow through a golden window pane.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to all the
get ready to meet his friend.
West Indies once again takes a tip from Spain, and the result is Tango Mambo. Ray Burns, Minister of Swing and Country Planning. He tells us how they built that little old town of Mobile.
They saw a swallow building his nest. I guess they figured he knew best. So they built a town around him, and they called it Mobile. Where's that? Alabama. They took a swampland heavy with steam. They added people with a dream, and that dream became a heaven by the name of Mobile. Pretty soon the town had grown till they had a slide trombone and a man played piano and a swallow who sang soprano. No use you wondering where you should go. It's on the Gulf of Mexico, where the southern bells are ringing and the climate's ideal. It's a honeysuckle heaven by the name of Mobile. Town around him, and they called it Mobile. They took a swampland heavy with steam. They added people with a dream. Pretty soon the town had grown till they had a sly trombone and a man who played piano and a swallow who sang soprano. No use you wondering where you should go. It's on the Gulf of Mexico where the southern bells are ringing and the climate's ideal. It's a honeysuckle heaven by the name of Mobile.
Where's that?
Alabama. A honeysuckle heaven by the name of Mobile.
Dave Carey and the show band singers put the show to bed with a wide-awake version of that sleepy boy, Mr. Sandman.
Mr. Sandman, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Take her complexion like peaches and cream. Give her two lips like roses and clover. They tell me that my lonesome nights are over.
Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own.
Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Give the word.
Ray Burns, the stargazer of the show band singers, Bill McGuffey, Harold Smart, Bert Wheat, and our resident comedian, Alfred Bach.
My name's Ruby, and if I catch that
after the show band directed by Cyril Stapleton.